Today's daf is daf chaf aleph. Let's begin from the next Mishnah. This is halacha daled. So this mashpiani aleichem im lo tivoi v'tediuni sheyesh li b'ploni pikadon tzumat yad v'gezel v'aveda. In other words, he says to me, do you swear that you will not, that you will not come and you do not be able to testify that I have in the possession of somebody, both a deposit of some sort, a collateral. Tzumat yad is a loan. He stole something from me. He found an object of mine that was lost. And the person says, or the edim say, shvuah she'einam yodim lecha edut. We do not know any edut. We say, ein chayvim elachad. That's one shvuah, the whole thing. However, if he's mefaret, meaning the edim says, shvuah she'einam yodim lecha, edut shlecha biyad ploni pikadon, tzumat yad, gezel, va'aveda, all different claims, and he's mefaret each and every single one of them, then he's chayv al kol lecha v'chad, a covenant for each one, if he was lying, of course. Now, similarly, mashbian elechem im tavot oni shesh biad ploni chitim seorim kusmin. Now here it's the same type of ta'ana. For example, let's say it was a pikadon, but it's minim harbe. That's the difference. The first case was it was lots of different tfiyot. Here it's the same type of tfiyah. He has in his possession something belongs to me, and it's different minim. And the minim were wheat, barley, and spelt. And the edim say shvua she'en ani yodim, we do not know lecha ed, we know in testimony that or then they're only chayv once in chayv echad. However, if the mefaret once again the shvua she'en ani yodim lecha edot sheyesh lecha ba'ploni chitim seorin kusbin, they mention each one, then he's chayv al kol echad ve'echad. Okay, let's learn the Gemara now. Mashpia lechem min lo tavot yodim. Gemara says minayim she'enu medaber elab tfiat mamon. This is a point we mentioned, but we haven't yet opened up the Gemara yet. Which is, where do we know that when it comes to Shvuot Eidut, it's only regarding an Eidut which is tfiat mammon, meaning a monetary thing. Meaning if it's some, I don't know, Chiv Malkus, we'll learn later, even a knas of some sort, then he wouldn't be chayv this Shvuot Eidut. Meaning everything that, it's not defined as Shvuot Eidut when he denies it. He might be lying, he might be Shvuot Sheker and things like that, but it's not a Shvuot Eidut. So the first place is as follows. Amar Reb Eliezer says, Nemar kan oyim, v'nemar bepikadon oyim, as in it says in the pasuk many times. Or so nevishkir v'shamar kol ala v'hu ed or ra'a or yada. So in other words, he heard a shvua, and he was an ed, or he saw, or he knows that's the oyim. V'nemar oyim bepikadon, also shvuat pikadon. This is the other type of shvua we haven't yet really discussed in detail, but mentioned a few times already. There it also says, ki tichetah b'omalam omar b'Hashem yikresh b'amito b'pikadon or b'tzumat yad or b'gazel or ashaket amito. So in the Gemara says ma amar b'pikadon, we learn from the multiple oyin and pikadon just there, it's only talking about tfiat mamon because it's a pikadon. Af oyin, so too the oyin here is omrim ha'omrim kan in mura at tfiat mamon. That's Reb Eliezer's attempt to prove why here in Shvuot Eidut it is got to do with a tfiat mamon only. The Gemara says, well, that's not really fair because many other pasuks have lots of times it mentions or. Or in rotzeach yochiach, in the case of a murder, it says, or be'iva, ika, or etc. Or in misinai, yedafenu, or hoshlichala, be'tzviya, be'amot, or be'iva, ika, etc. That's also got a lot of oz. So, well, there's no tfiat mamon. So, danin oyim sheyesh imam shvuah, ma'oyim sheyesh imam shvuah. No, when you're trying to compare oyim or connecting them, you've got to deal with cases that relate to a shvuah. Murder's got nothing got to do with a shvuah. Vayochicha oyim sheyesh imam shvuah. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, I can bring another case with a shvuah. This is the oath. This is a case of a sota, oyim de sota. That pasuk says, for example, what is it? It says, behutnit v'hinit ma'a, or avar le'ruch kina, etc. Or isha she ta'avor, etc. Or in that pasuk as well. Yochich sheyesh ima shvuah, and that's not talking about any tviat mamon. She making a shvuah that she wasn't with this, she didn't have an affair. So, danim oim sheyesh ima shvuah v'enim ha'kohen, me'oim kamut, elu v'elu yochich, so however, elu oim sota sheyesh ima, it's actually probably a gives a change. It doesn't make sense when I'm reading it. But oyim sota sheyesh ima kohen. So what you do is you can learn from a situation that, in other words, we're trying to align what oyim are most similar to one another. The one with a sota is got to involves a kohen making a shvua. In the case of pikadon and edut, don't involve a kohen. So Gemara says, okay, I'll bring another case. Oyim, what about the oyim b'shvuat bitui? There, we've learned it can refer to going to sleep or throwing rocks in the ocean. It's got nothing to do with mammon. So that also has lots of o in it, or nefesh kitishavala lahara olativ. So Gemara says, danim oim she'asa bahem zadon kishkaga. No, we're only talking about situations where the punishment for zadon kishkaga is the same moin kamotam, which is like if I yochiach oim bitui svatayim shlo asa bahem zadon kishkaga. That's probably how you read it before. Oim kamotam. So, in other words, bitui svatayim. The punishment is different if it's zadon or shkaga. Whereas when it comes to shvuot edut, it doesn't make a difference when it comes to the actual the body of it, if you like, whether it's zadon kishkaga. It's treated the same. That is all the proof from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says it's got to do with Ohim. Rabbi Kibawa says no. It says yesh me'ele chayev yesh me'ele patur. So the pasuk itself. He says, "Vayaki Hashem lechat me'ele." Seems to be restricting it. So he understands it's restricting the scope of a shvuot edut to a subset, and he understands is that it's divar mamon is chayev, v'she'ein mamon is patur. That's where he learns the form. However, Rabbi Shimon understands also connects it to shvuat pikanon, but not through gzeir shavu with o'in, but rather through like a binyan av. Omer chayev kan v'chayev pikanon, ma pikanon tviat mamon, af kan inu tviat mamon. Just as pure pikanon is there's a monetary claim, so too also. Okay, there's our sources. Let's handle the next Mishnah. Nezek nezek. Now you have to be careful here because what it will look like in all these cases, other than nezek, of course, is it looks like there's a knas. However, and we've just said for shvuot edut, it's only right if there's a tefiat mamon and not knas. So that's why the Mefarshim explain here on every single one of these things we're talking about. Either has a mammon component or is defined as mammon, meaning monetary compensation. So when it comes to chatzin ezek, normally chatzin ezek, the machloket, it's a knas. However, unless you're dealing with, if you remember back in Baba Kama, chatzin ezek surot, which is a, if you like a halacha moshe Mesinai, that this is what it's considered mammon, even though it's chatzin ezek. This is where an animal's walking, kicks up stones and causes damage that way, in a normal course of things, not just the wildly started kicking things. Okay, that was nezek. That's chatzin nezek. What about tashlumi kefel, tashlumi arba b'chamisha? Someone stole something. There's a kefel. There's a fine component. Yeah, that's true. There is. Or he shechts it and sells this animal that he stole. That's arba b'chamisha. That's true. But there's still the base chiyuv, the base monetary compensation he has to do. So therefore, it could be chay b'shvua for that. Sha'anas ish ploni upita et biti. There was a case of rape or seduction, like you're saying, come testify, you did this to me, to my daughter. Now, again, there is a knas component, but there's also a monetary component that has to be paid, which is a boshet and pgam, which is the shame he caused and the pgam, the nezek that he caused to her. Or v'shehikani b'ni, the chabal that my son hit me. Now, the problem is, if he didn't cause the wound, there'd be a capital punt, it would be a capital offense. There'd be no monetary component. That's why the Mefarshim explained it, that it's not, that wasn't, he didn't cause a wound. Or shechaval bichaviri, my friend injured me, monetary compensation there as well. V'shidlik gidishi, or he lit my stack of fire on Yom Kippur. Now that situation, as opposed to Shabbat, when you got kimlei derabimine, there wouldn't be a monetary claim at all. Here on Yom Kippur, you could claim monetary, because it's not a capital offense on Yom Kippur. It's chiyuv karet, but not a capital offense. So in all the situations, since there's a monetary component to it at least, or they are defined as monetary entirely, that's why if the Edim say, look, we swear we don't know anything about it, that could be chayev a shvuat edut. Okay, let's continue. Mashbiyan Eleichem. Now, Tanu Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Ma tovlam v'hu ed o ra'a o yada. He's a witness, or he saw, or he knew. Now, he's a witness, no? So the Gemara says, lo amarti elu, but if shali it kaim b'diyad. If you like, this seems to be like another source that we're dealing specifically with mammon, as you'll see in a moment. Which is, in other words, a type of edut that I could know it could be. It's sufficient with the idea without a re'iyah, knowledge without seeing, or re'iyah without a idea, seeing without a not without knowing. So, what are these cases? We have to understand. The idea shlo bere'iyah, what would be that case? But in other words, I know without, and the edim know without seeing, and it could be chay to someone mammon heichi avidei. So the case is as follows. Tell me my time zuz. Someone goes to somebody else and says, give me 200 zuz that you have of mine. The guy says, denies it. So Shimon, Reuben asks Shimon for the money. Shimon says, and he got nothing. And he says, didn't you admit to me that you owe me the money, Shimon? that Reuben said to Shimon, didn't you admit to me that you owe me this money? And Yom Ruv, so Shimon says back, Yom Ruv, fine. If they come and say that I owed you the money, then I don't know 10, then I'll give it to you. But I don't know what you're talking about. Okay? This is a normal case. Now take out the next line for a little bit because we'll bring it back later. So Atum the Amrin, these witnesses came from Amrin says, in, yes. Do delay. That's true that he admitted he owed the money in front of us. Okay. However, the in the Gazli, late Aniyadin, the in the Osfele, late Aniyadin. We ever don't know the circumstances in which the money was owed. We don't know if it was a loan. We don't know if he stole it. Now, that situation, I'll just show you here the Korban Eda. He says here, here. I'll show you here. We'll do the whole Korban Eda, actually. Atun, in other words, okay, Klomar. Don't say it's like Ri'iyah. It wasn't a full Hada'ah, that he took from us, that he took 200 zuz. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know how that he came into possession of the money. And it was, and the claim was it was a loan. Nonetheless, it's still considered eidut. Because this person has shown that he's basically a liar, because again, he admitted in front of other people and he denied that admission. He said, never happened. Therefore, we can't make a shvu anymore. And since he says, look, as long if you find these people that are supposedly mean in front of, then I'll give it to you. Piyachava Kafran was clearly a Kafran. So in other words, we see in this situation, that's why it says at this stage, this is the stage we have Yediyah, She'enim or Re'iyah, right? Because they know the money was owed, they just don't know the circumstances in which the money was owed. And that you only find by Mammon. Because again, the person has initially denied it all, looks like a kafran, and that's enough, if you like, in order to claim the money. So that's the situation where you say, who yada, or, sorry, in others, or who ed, sorry, or, not ora, or yada. Now the Gemara says, what are the next case? How can you have re'iyah below yadiyah? What a case of re'iyah below yadiyah? So the Gemara says, what's a re'iyah below yadiyah? So the Gemara says, b'mamon, so heichi avida. So the Gemara says, ten mi matayim zuz. Again, Reuben comes to Shimon and says, give me the 200 zuz you owe me. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking. I don't know you a thing. And Reuben says back to Shimon, v'lo maniti lecha b'moshav ploni, but did not count the money out in front of ploni or ploni before so and so and so and so. Shimon says back again, well, Yom Ruh, okay, get them to say it, and let me know 10. Take the line out a little bit again. We'll move it down a few lines below. After Ma'amri and these other witnesses come along, v'amru in Maneh. Mana, he did count it out that in the parei lena yadan. I don't know if he was paying money back to him or he was lending him money. We don't know the circumstances in which the money was given. In other words, we saw a handing over of money, but we don't know if this was money that belonged to one person that's now being lent, or it was just always, if you like, Shimon's money that was just being returned to him. So that's a re'iyah. We saw a transfer of money without any idea of knowing that the money is being, like, if it was really his money all along. We don't know. So that is, and again, huchsach kafran, if we can apply the same type of logic we said before, because the individual said, oh, this never happened, never had any money across to me. And we've got Aiden that says it does. And therefore, in this situation, this is another monetary claim that would be sufficient of what's called ra'ah. Or ra'ah, that's the case of ora'ah. So we said, who a, that's a full testimony, or ra'ah is this case, and or yada is the one before it. So we'll see another similar situations. For example, tell me knas biti, give me the knas related to my daughter. So, shehaya beadcha, that was in your hand. I never in my life. And any come along and say, no, you're chayv knas. We know he was chayv knas, we just don't know to who. That was another situation, if you like, where you could be Michayev. Anasto petita et piti. In other words, Reuven comes to Shimon and says, "You, if you like, raped or you seduced my daughter." Again, there's monetary compensation as well as kanas. For Mary says, "Lo anasti, I didn't do anything. You show me am I've never taken advantage of a woman in my life." But Edom come along and says, "Anasti show." Yeah, we know he raped a good woman. But and we don't know in Bartehu. We don't know if it was his daughter. He need to make with somebody else. Again, this is important. That one, he's hooks like a kafran, and he could. I'll just show you here. So you again, once again, this is a ra'ya, but below yadia. The chayda miyad hooks like a kafran once again. Otol mama. Let's continue. Haragta shori. What if again? Reuben says to Shimon, "You killed my ox, or kitzatim, you cut my small saplings." Any yodea. Look, I simply do not know if I did that. That situation is chayev. He's chayev to pay. Again, we're not talking about shvur edot here. We're talking about chiyuvim in Beit Din. Why? Because what's called a bari v'shema, bari adif. We've got a definite claim. The defense is like, I don't know, so bari adif. What about if the defense now, Shimon says, ata amartili, you told me to kill your ox, v'lakutz, or you to cut down this nitiot. We say, holchin acharov nitiot. What does it mean? Mahu holchin acharov nitiot? What does that mean? So amar rav chagai, in havatore nagchan hu amar, hu marla. Im nitiot bitelot hu marla. If the ox was a nagchan, a wild, crazy ox, or the netiyot were basically not taking hold and they were betelot, not weren't growing any fruit whatsoever, then indeed this does make sense. Okay? We can say, okay, fine, that makes sense. But otherwise, his simple claim of saying, oh, you told me to kill the animal or you told me to cut your trees down, that's not a good enough claim. As it says quite clearly here, Amar Yudin, in Ein Omrim, sorry, the mammon ma'achar. Ma'achar is like in Bavli would say, migo. Okay? Du'yachil mei marlei. We don't say ma'achar du'yachil mei marlei. At amartali la'rog v'la'kutz. Af agav da amar lei. Lo haragti v'lo katzatzti patur. In other words, we see from here that you might think normally the point of a migo, very like at a high level, is that if the person has a better claim to make and he doesn't make it, for example, he could have said it never happened at all. Denied it completely, but he says, "Oh, you told me to go ahead and cut it." Right? He had a better claim. He could have denied it completely without any witness of any patur. He's admitted to it, but he said under certain con the conditions were that you told me to cut, kill your ox or cut it down. So, in a situation like this, now normally we say migo creates a ne'emanut, if you like. It supports a person's position and is believed. However, in this situation, since it's a clearly the way Korbanet says. That it's clearly it's his mashaker, it's ridiculous. Like there's nothing wrong with the ox. There was nothing wrong with it. The trees were growing beautiful fruit, whatever it is. Then it's such a migo wouldn't work. That's the point. As there's kiyotzeh bazeh, a case like this, a migo wouldn't work. Okay, let's now look at halacha vav. Mashpia shani kohen. What if he says, like I'm trying to make you sweat. Like come and testify that I'm a kohen. And they said, we don't want to come and testify. And he says, Mashpiach, and he tried to make them swear. Would it be Chayav Shvur Eidot? That is a Kohen. Shani Levi, a Levi. She'eini ben Grusha. People say I'm a Gren Grusha, but I'm not. So therefore I'm a Kohen. She'eini ben Chalutza. Similarly, that's effectively making a Chalom mid the Rabbanan. So in other words, ben Grusha, once again, a Kohen marries a Grusha, the child is a Chalal. So a divorcee, similarly with a Chalutza mid the Rabbanan, which had Chalitza case of Yibum. She'ish Ploni Kohen. Or come and testify that so and so is, by the way, all these things isn't a tviat mammon, clearly. What about the next case is that, yeah, sorry, let's continue. What if the next case is for she'eni ben, I lost the place. Ish ploni kohen, she'ish ploni levi, also she'eno ben grusha ben chalutz, similar ideas. She'anas ploni upita et bito, meaning bito of somebody else. Now, the reason why in this situation, even though he said, do you try and make this meeting a shvur that they don't know about Asha Anasid Biti, we said there's a monetary component, therefore there could be Chayav Shvur Eidot. In this situation, they're saying regarding somebody else's daughter. And since the person making the shvur is not the Toveya in this case, he's not the claimant in this case, there's not Chayav Shvur Eidot. It has to be a Toveya. That's important. Let's continue. This son injured him in a way that would, if you like, caused a wound. So he's chayv mita. Or he lit my stack, and it was on Shabbos. This is, if you don't know anything about it, in this situation, since again, for doing malach on Shabbos is a chi of mita, he would be patur from mammon, so there's no monetary claim. Therefore, the edim would be pturim from a shvut edut. Let's continue. Mashpiach. Now, if you don't mind, just drop down to the Mishnah just so we can see the Mishnah's first case, because this Gemara relates to that. Again, this is one of these times situations where the Mishnah sort of were put in and maybe after the Gemara, different places in it. Sometimes we've seen that the Gemaras really go for the Mishnah that follows after it. Seen a few times already. So I'll just start the Mishnah. Mashpiach ani aleichem. We'll drop down, come back to the Gemara in a minute. Mashpiach ani aleichem. What if he says, will you come at, I want you to come and testify to Beit Din that so and so said to me he will give me 200. Not that he owes me, not that he has in his possession, but he said he was going to give me, that he will simply give me money. Okay? V'lo natan, he hasn't given it to me yet. Harei elu p'turim, they would not be chayv. Why she'in chayim ela tzviot mamon kepikadon? Because the simple understanding of the mission at this stage, the Gemara is going to address it in a moment, is that only if there's a tzviot mamon, meaning like a pikadon, meaning that so and so has in his possession something that is mine. Either he borrowed money from me, he has an object in my possession, he found something that belongs to me, but just simply the promise that person will give him a gift. That's not tefiyot mammon. So let's have a look at the Gemara now. The Gemara now says, nefesh ki techata. So go back to that Gemara at the top. Nefesh ki techata, nefesh ki techata. We've got gzeir shava ma nefesh ki techan shnei ma lahalan tefiyot mammon v'yeshlo af nefesh ki techata shnei ma kan tefiyot mammon v'yeshlo. So here the point is that tefiyot mammon means, this is what it seems to sound like at this stage, is that since he can't take this individual to Beit tefiyot mammon, let's say it's all true. The witnesses came along and they said, we were there. We saw that Reuven promised Shimon 200. And Shimon comes to Beit Din and says, look, I've got Aiden that said Reuven said he's going to give me 200. Could Beit Din mechayv him to, could Beit Din say, okay, Reuven, you have to give it? No. Even if it was a shvua, he would give so. He could matir with a shvua. We'll discuss that soon. But there's the case at this, the assumption at this stage is there's, because there's no tviat mammon, there's no legal claim that can take to Beit Din to extract that money, that's why it's not. Okay? So the Gemara now says, even the Gatsu goes into more detail here in terms of if it was Ashir or Ani, but I'll believe it's as simple at this stage. However, the Gemara now says, continue, Mashpiani Alechem, so late had a palli, this is bicholak on Resh Lakish. Why? De Amar ein mammon etzel mako. So I'll explain this outside. He says, it seems to be that the whole, what's underpinning this case in the Mishnah, the way we explain it just above, well, the Mishnah just above, is because there's no tvia. Because again, Reuven, if Reuven says that Shimon owed me, so Reuven said Shimon is going to give me 200, Shimon wouldn't be able to take him to Beit Din and give him the money. If he could, then it would be. That's what it sounds like, no? However, what we're saying now is that, according to Rish Lakish, you don't even need that. Even if he could take him to Beit Din, even if he could take him to Beit Din to make the claim, he still wouldn't be chayev shvuat edut because there's no tviat mammon. Why is there no tviat mammon? I'll explain here. I'll show you here. The Kovanetta says, "V'leit had a palig, kulam avichi lo palig mishatein al resh lakish. The resh lakish lo etzavich letet tamishum davin adru with the big. He doesn't need that to pick it on this tviat mammon. Ela she'ein. Sorry, that it has to be like a that you can claim in Beit Din. Ela she'ein kan tviat mammon. There's no tviat mammon at all in this situation. Why? Shezesh nadar niten." What he's saying now is that even if he could take him to Beit Din, there won't be a tviat mammon. Why? Because a person who made a shvuah to give his friend, in the situation when Reuven made a shvuah to give Shimon a certain amount of money, and his oiver on that shvuah, he doesn't give it, and he's going to go to Beit Din. So even if you want to say that normally, okay, you know, if Reuven said he'll give Shimon money, you can take him to Beit Din, and Beit Din can like there can be a, it's claimable. There won't be a tviat mammon. Why? Because he's also over on a bishvuat bitui, and so therefore he's not his chayev mammon and malkot. And a situation of chayev mammon and malkot, you only chayev makot, so you could take him to Beit Din, but only give him makot. So there's no tviat mammon. There's no monetary component as part of it. Okay, you hear the chap, right? So that's why we said it. Look, it can't be. It seems to be cholek on Reish Lakish. However, because in other words, you don't need this whole. You don't need the whole explanation that it's like if you like a shvuat pikadon, that something of, in his possession, that it's that, but because even because again, even if you could, hold this person and say claim it, he's got a chiyuv makos according to Rish Lakish. In Rish Lakish's opinion, it's chiyuv makos because the shvu'ah b'toi, you don't be chayv that the money, so there won't be a tviyot mamal, there won't be a monetary component in the claim. However, so patal, the Gemara says no, patal like Rebbe Meir, you could hold it. It's like Rebbe Meir. To Amar loke u'mishalim. Maybe the Mishnah then is like, again, the way Rish Lakish explained it. However, it's like maybe Mishnah's like Rebbe Meir. That is, you could be chayv malkot and have pay. And therefore, since you chayv malkot and pay, you have to say that it's not domeh, it's not, if you like, it's not domeh to the reason why there's no Shvuot Eira here, because it's not similar to Shvuot Pikadon, that you wouldn't be able to toveya, if you like, this claim. Okay? Mesela. Okay? So, but Mikol Makom, but the Gemara says, one second, Mikol Makom, lo hifsid mamon. In other words, afilu chayv lechavro l'shalemo il hoda mikom makom lo hifsedo mamon shelo. So I'm sure I read that wrong. Mikom makom lo hifsedo mamon. So the Gemara now says, okay, let's go back a step. Afilu haya chayv lechavro l'shalemo. Even if you want to go back to step number one, where is chayv? In other words, it would be chayv to play in a situation where he promised to pay his man money. It says, if it mikom makom lo, he didn't lose any money out. That was never in his possession, which is kind of the way we're explaining the Mishnah when we started learning the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no. We say that since he was wanted to give, I'll read the comment now. Since initially he wanted to give, it's as if it's already, if you like, Shimon's money in the hand of Reuben. Therefore, it's considered, if you like, a hefsed, a seder. So, if we go back to understand, we go back to the first korbanot to understand what the svar is then. So, it's nefesh ki tichata. I want to read that first korbanot so we can make it clear here. Nefesh ki tichata. B'shvuot eidu k'tiv nefesh ki tichata v'k'tiv v'k'tiv Ma shvuot pigron haya al tfiat mamon shiyesh lo al chaviro. Afshvot Eidot Sarich Shtiyeh al Tfiat Mamon Shiyesh Lo Alav. Vezeshtu En Shamay Ish Ploni Leten Lo Matayim Zuz. Eino Tfiat Mamon Shiyesh Lo Al Chavero. It's not really considered Tfiat Mamon Al Chavero because, again, he can't, as we've been explaining till now, he can't take him to Bain to claim that money back. Shvilu Kidvarav Shamay Lo Chavero. Ein Motzim Ba'al Kalachol, the painting can't do it. So I'm going to go over the sugya again because there's a bit of. By the way, the Mefarshim goes to a lot of detail in this piece, and I've tried to explain it as simple as possible. But I'm not sure if I made it. I want to just do a chazara with this piece of the Gemara once again. The Gemara says, if again, Reuven promised Shimon to give him 200, okay, and Shimon goes to the witnesses, you were there, and they said we know anything about, it, and they swear there wouldn't be chayish for it. So the Gemara says that the reason is because this is something, the reason is because, again, the way we've spread it with the Korban Eidot now, is that he wouldn't be able to claim that money in Beit Din. Meaning, just because Reuven promised to give Shimon money, Shimon couldn't go to Beit Din and say, give me the money. It wouldn't work. It's not like a pikadon where you can say, give me my pikadon back. It's not extractable. Then the Gemara says, one second, this seemed to be like, this Gemara doesn't seem to be like Shimon and Lakish. Why? Because you don't even need that reason, according to Shimon Lakish. Because even if he could claim the money, since it was a shvu'ah b'toi be'over, he's chayv malkut mamon. So the Gemara now says, well, okay, we could still say it's like Rebbe Shimon Lakish because the Mishnah could be like Rebbe Meir, that one could be chayv mamon and makot. And therefore, you have to go back to the reason the Gemara gave in the beginning, that if a promising to give someone money is not something that's claimable in Beit Din. Okay? However, the Gemara says, oh, even if you could, so why do you have to say that? Even if he could claim the money. In other words, even if it was claimable in Beit Din, he didn't make him lose any money, right? He didn't mafsid mamon. The Gemara says, no. If it was indeed claimable, then we would treat it like a pikadon. It would appear like that the money of, in our case, Shimon is already in the hands of Reuven. But once again, we have to go all the way back to the beginning. The reason why we mishpiach the edim of patur is because if someone says to somebody else, Reuven says to Shimon, oh, look, I want to give you all this money as a matana, it's not claimable in Beit Din. That's effectively the point. There's no tfiot mamon in that sense. Okay, but that was clear. Sorry, maybe it wasn't clear along the way, but I hope I cleared it up in the sample. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. We read about the first part of the Mishnah, which is Mishpiach ani aleichem min latov v'b'tayoni, etc., etc. Let's continue for the next piece. Mashpiach ani aleichem should you only eidot. He says he makes eidim make a shvua that if they know any eidot that come to Beit Din, but there's no, they haven't seen anything yet. In that situation, during why shekad mashvua la'eidot, because the shvua preceded the eidot. In other words, it says v'hu eid in the pasuk. In other words, nefesh ki techa v'shema kol ala v'hu. Aid or Yada. So he has to be an aid before he makes a shvua, not the other way around. What about the final case in the Mishnah? Amad b'bei Knesset, v'umashpia, and he makes a shvua. Mashpia lechem, he gets in front of shul and says, "I make a shvua for all of you in shul." Well, I shouldn't really say it in that way, but mashpia lechem in the general to you in plural. Im yodim, if you know any aidut, shtavol to iduni, and they all say amen that we don't know. In that situation, once again, they would be pturim. Why? Because again, the pasuk says, "Well, who ed same drasha?" He has to actually identify who the witnesses are and target the shvuah towards them. That's when the shvuah ed would apply. Okay, said it. Kol tov. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.